But do not ignore this fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like one day. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. The faith is Europe, and Europe is the faith. Hilaire Belloc. 1. The Return of the King. The Whore of Babylon. All these will I give you, said Satan, showing Jesus the kingdoms of the world, if you will fall down and worship me. But Jesus, scorning empire, refused the temptation. And Satan, confounded, retired in great confusion, and angels came and ministered to the Son of Man. Or so at any rate his followers reported. The kingdoms shown to Jesus already had a single master, Caesar, monarch of a city which had devoured the whole earth, and trampled it down and broken it into pieces, exceedingly terrible. He swayed the fate of millions from his palace upon the hill of the Palatine in Rome. Jesus had been born and lived as merely one of his myriad subjects. The rule proclaimed by the Anointed One, the Christ, however, was not of this world. Emperors and their legions had no power to seize it. The kingdom of heaven was promised instead to the merciful, the meek, the poor. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And Jesus, even facing death, practiced what he had preached. When guards were sent to arrest him, his chief disciple, Peter, the rock upon whom it had been prophesied that the church itself would be built, sought to defend his master. But Jesus, healing the man wounded in the ensuing scuffle, ordered Peter to put up his weapon. For all who take the sword, he warned, will perish by the sword. Dragged before a Roman governor, Jesus raised no voice of complaint, as he was condemned to death as an enemy of Caesar. Roman soldiers guarded him as he hauled his cross through the streets of Jerusalem and out onto the execution ground, Golgotha, the place of the skull. Roman nails were hammered through his hands and feet. The point of a Roman spear was jabbed into his side. In the years and decades that followed, Christ's disciples, insisting to the world that their master had risen from his tomb in defiance of Satan and all the bonds of death, not surprisingly, regarded the empire of the Caesars as a monstrosity. Peter, who chose to preach the gospel in the very maw of the beast, named Rome Babylon, and it was there that he, like his master, ultimately suffered death by crucifixion. Other Christians arrested in the capital were dressed in animal skins and torn to pieces by dogs, or else set on fire to serve the imperial gardens as torches. Some 60 years after Christ had departed from the sight of his disciples, a revelation of his return was granted to a disciple named John, a vision of the end of days, in which Rome appeared as a whore, drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs, mounted upon a scarlet beast and adorned with purple and gold, and on her forehead was written a name of mystery, Babylon, the great, mother of harlots and of earth's abominations. Great? Though she was, however, the doom of the whore was certain. Rome would fall, and deadly portents afflict mankind, and Satan, the dragon, that ancient serpent, escape his prison until at last in the final hour of reckoning Christ would come again, and all the world be judged, and Satan and his followers be condemned to a pit of fire.